is somewhere, I don't remember where exactly, about Gunja Mala. So there's mention that it identically with Shirada. So can you explain why I didn't find it?
So you're asking a question about the Gunja Mala, identity of the Gunja Mala, and somewhere you read or heard that the Gunja Mala represents Srimati Radharani. Is that correct, or what is the basis of this idea? So without repeating the whole story, although it's very nice, because I've spoken on my tapes about this, the stories of Lord Chaitanya's Leelas. But in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, chapter 6, from verse 289 to 310 or so, discusses Lord Chaitanya giving the Govardhan Shila and a Gunja Mala, Gunja Berry Mala, to Raghunath Das Goswami. There's very beautiful verses. Because there's often questions about the identity of Govardhan also. You're asking the question specifically is about the identity of Gunja Mala. And last week's discussion was about the identity of Giriraj. Giriraj is Girirani, and Haridas and Haridasi, and Bhagavan and Shakti and everything. So I was mentioning then, and it's here more clearly told, that Lord Chaitanya gave Das Goswami the Govardhan Shila and saying that he is Krishna. Parshve Ganta Gunjamala Govardhana Shila Duivastu Mahaprabhu Age Ani Dila. Mahaprabhu presented two items, the Gunjamala and a Govardhan Shila. Dui Apura Vastu Pana Prabhu Tushta Haila Smara Nera Kale Gale Pare Gunjamala. These items were given to Lord Chaitanya by a sadhu named Shankar Ananda Saraswati. He brought these items to Puri and gave them from Vrindavan and gave them to Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu received these two uncommon items, Apurva Vastu, he was very happy and satisfied. While chanting, he would put the garland around his neck. Pare Gunjamala, Smaranera Kale. It says chanting. In English it says chanting, but in Bengali it says Smaranera Kale. So there's Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Hearing, Shravanam, and Kirtanam, chanting, Japa, or Sankirtan. In the Gaudiya Vaishnava practice of Leela Smaran and Yogapit Dhyan and Mantra Smaran, chanting the mantras in the mind silently and remembering the meaning of the mantra and the leelas connected to the mantra or the leelas themselves, during that practice, the sadhus, in order to create auspiciousness, to surround themselves with auspicious vibrations or to be in contact with mangala vastu, auspicious objects and substances, they would fold, they take a harinam chadar, a cloth, a small piece of cloth printed with the holy name of Krishna on it or Radharani's name, and they fold it up and put it on their head. They keep it on their head when they're chanting japa, of their diksha mantras. In Gita, Krishna says, among silent things I am japa. So he's describing among the fishes I am the shark, and among the planets I am the moon, or the sun, and among the stars I am the moon. All these are the vibhutis of Krishna, his opulences, and his special manifestations. So he says that of secret things, of japa, I am silence. And it's translated of secret things I am silence. So japa means the, of course there's nam japa, which we may chant out loud or silently, which is manasik, or upamshu, which is whispering softly. Only one person can hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama. Even a person sitting next to me can't hear me. That's called upamshu. That's how Srila Prabhupada chanted his japa, upamshu. Srila Prabhupada ISKCON founder. So japa is silent. So here it's telling that, I mean, when I'm saying, when the Gaudiya sadhus, when they would do their smaran, because this verse is mentioning smaran era kali, gali, pari gunjamala. Kali means time, smaran era. At the time of smaran, he would put the garland, the gunja mala, around his neck. Because he had a mala of gunja and one shila. So this is a very auspicious item, the gunja mala. It's directly connected to Bhagavan Sri Krishna's lila. He wears gunja mala, and he gopis, they make malas of gunja to offer to Krishna. Krishna offers them back to Radharani when he's in his happiness or pleasure with her seva and love. He presents her with his own gunjamala from his neck, and he wears tied on his turban sometimes. It's very decorative, beautiful, attractive, tiny little berry about as big as a mung bean, and it's red and black in color. So when they're doing their smaran, their mantra smaran, they put this Harinam chatur on their head, or they wear around their neck something called panchamala. There's no description written anywhere that Hare Krishna. There's no description written anywhere. You can sit here. That screen door is closed. Screen's closed. Yes. Jali band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's no description written anywhere that the six Goswamis were wearing panchamala. But it is mentioned in some mantra shastras. It's considered a mangalavastu, an auspicious blessing and purifying item to wear around the neck. And it's usually some cloth. Inside the cloth are five malas. One is amalaki seeds. One is tulsi. One is the lotus seeds. And one is the... Radhakund mud, Radhakund miti, Radhakund miti mala, and the fifth one is the rope from Jagannath's cart, or sometimes it's part of the form of Jagannath. They have these different representations of veins and blood vessels, and they make necklace. So all five of these are put together, and at the time of smaran, the babas or whatever put it on their neck, and they chant their diksha mantras, wearing this auspicious item. And when you go to the samadhis of different great devotees like Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, you'll see in their samadhi some cloth. Looks like a mala, it's a circle of cloth. That's a panchamala. And inside are these five items, amalaki and tulsi and Radhakunamad and five, like these things. So we can find some precedence for that, or wearing some auspicious item, from this verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita 3.6.290, where Lord Chaitanya is wearing pare, and Bengali means wears, smaranera kale gale pare gunjamala, that he's wearing a gunjamala. As Radharani would wear the gunjamala given to her by Krishna. So now Krishna in the form, as Lord Chaitanya in the bhav and kanti of Radharani, is wearing the gunjamala of Krishna. So it says smaranera kali gali, and Prabhupada translates it as while chanting. While chanting, he put the garland around his neck. Smaranera. Govardhana Shila Prabhu Ridaya Netradare Kabu Nashaya Grahana Laya Kabu Shire Kare. sometimes Mahaprabhu would put the Govardhan Shila to his heart, and sometimes to his eyes. Sometimes he would smell it with his nose, and sometimes place on his head. Because in Radhavav, Govardhan is Sakshat Krishna. Netra jale se shila bije nirantar shilare kahena prabhu krishna kalevara. Netra jale se shila bije nirantar. That Govardhan Shila was always moistened and wet with the tears of Lord Chaitanya's eyes. Bije. Shila Bijay Nirantara, without end. At this time, Mahaprabhu would say, Krishna Kalevara, Krishna Kalevara, Krishna Kalevara, Krishna Kalevara, Krishna Kalevara, Krishna Kalevara, Krishna Kalevara. This is Krishna. Because everywhere Mahaprabhu was wandering all over India, Krishna Kotai, Krishna Kotai, Krishna Kotai, Krishna, 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 hey. So now Shankarananda Saraswati, who was the name of a Mayavadi, with that type of name, he is coming from Vrindavan to bring Krishna from Vrindavan in the form of Govardhan Shila to Jagannath Puri to give to Mahaprabhu, who's in Mahabhava Radharani. Prabhu Rasaraj, Mahabhava Radharani and Prabhu Rasaraj, Krishna and Radha in one. This Shila is Sakshat Kalevara, Krishna's body. Ematatina Vatsara Shila Mala Darila. Ematatina vatsar shila mala darila tushtahana shila mala raghunatha dile. It says that Mahaprabhu kept this shila, Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala for 3 years, teen vatsara. Then, greatly satisfied by the behavior of Raghunath Das, the Lord delivered both of them to him. Tushta Hana Shila Mala Raghunatha Dile. Tushta. Mahaprabhu is very satisfied, pleased. Sometimes some devotees in Gaudiyas, without even praying that way or desiring that way or expecting that, they are suddenly given a Gunjamala and a Govardhan Shila. And of course they will think, well, this is a great surprise, a great gift of mercy that somehow Krishna has come to me and this Gunjamala has come to me. So from this reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anti Leela, chapter 6, verse 293, one can actually think that two things he can think. That says the Lord delivered these to Raghunath. So the Lord is Mahaprabhu. He is the Lord. So Krishna, if Krishna comes to you, that means that it means what it's saying here, that Krishna gave the Shila to Raghunath. So if we get a Shila, that means Krishna is giving us the Shila through somebody's hand. Here it's directly Krishna. Krishna giving Krishna. But it may be some sannyasi or sadhu giving, here's a Govardhan Shila, you're a good bhakti, you worship. And then we can think that if Krishna comes and gives us himself in the form of Govardhan Shila, then he must be satisfied. Because it says he was satisfied, greatly satisfied. Tushta, same as Hindi, tushta, toshan, toshan. So Raghunath Das greatly pleased Lord Chaitanya. And his behavior is already described. He was begging food from the gate of Jagannath Puri temple and living very austerely. So that pleased the Lord. Now Lord Chaitanya is giving the Shila, Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala to Das Goswami. Prabhukai e Shila Krishnara Vigraha Inhara Sevakara Tumi Kariya agraha. Agraha. Mahaprabhu taught, instructed Das Goswami, this Govardhan Shila is Krishna Vigraha, the transcendental form of Krishna. Worship him with great eagerness. So here in two places, Lord Chaitanya's meditation was that Giriraj is Krishna Kalevara. Then when he presents the Govardhan Shila, he says he's Krishna Vigraha. He's the murti of form. He's the body, form, murti of Krishna. Non-different from the body of Krishna. E shilara karatumi satvika pujan achirata pabe tumi Krishna premadan. Now he's giving more instructions on deity worship. Puja Archan. Mahaprabhu, imagine. Who knows worship more than Radharani? Radharani is the Parama Radya Devi and a Param Aradhana Radha. Radha, the greatest worshipper. She's the greatest worshipper that does the greatest bhajan, worship of Krishna. And she, in Krishna, in the mood of Radharani, is instructing Das Goswami, worship Krishna with great eagerness. Now he's saying, and also your puja, you should be completely sattvic, clean, mentally clean, clean clothes, clean body, clean asana. Worship Govardhan Shila in a mode of goodness, sattvic pujan. That means you can, if there's sattvic pujan, that means there must be rajasic pujan. There must be tamasic puja, because then there must be transcendental puja. Transcendental divya puja or alokic puja, that's done by the parijats and by the liberated souls in their pure spiritual bodies. They're worshipping Radha and Krishna and their manasi seva and their siddhasarup and their smara and meditation. So that would be the vishuddha, not sattvic pujan, but vishuddha sattvic pujan. It says sattvika pujan. So the puja of the liberated soul or the Nitya Parishas in their Siddhadeya and during Manasi Seva, that type of puja and worship, because they also offer artik and Manasi Seva and dressing and all sevas we do with our body is done in the mind and with the spiritual body in Goloka. So that is Vishuddha Sattvika Puja, transcendental goodness. So he said you should worship this stone in the mode of goodness, like totally sattvic pujan. And by this sattvic pujan, you will surely attain ecstatic love of Krishna without delay. Achirat. Achirat. Achirat means jaldi. Very soon, pabe tumi, you will attain Krishna premadan, the wealth of Krishna's love. Achirat pabe tumi. Just see the power of Govardhan Shila. Achirat. Doesn't say janam, janmantar. After many, many verses, achirat. Achirat means very fast. Achirat pabe tumi. Now, further details of the puja. That was the mental idea, the position of the attitude, the behavior, and the purity of mind. Now he talks about the samagri, puja samagri, and the elements of the puja, samagri. Dravya, I could say. Eka kunja jalara, tulasi manjari, sattvika seva e shuddha bhave kari. He says, to worship Govardhan, you need some water, a jug of water, and a few flowers from a tulsi tree, tulsi mantras. This worship is in complete goodness. Sattvik, again he says, sattvik seva, sattvika pujan, sattvika seva. When performed in complete purity, sattvika seva e shuddha bhave kari, shuddha bhav. So this it should be, we should be clean and we should have pure loving feelings, shuddha bhav. This not so easy. Shurda Bhakata Charna Rain. What is that song? Vishaya Charya Shuddha Habeman. Vishaya Charya Shuddha Habeman. Is that bhajan, our mind should become pure, so that Shuddha Bhave, pure bhav. Pure bhav, and it's all sattvic condition, pure body and everything, pure heart, pure mind. So this is the ultimate worship of Krishna and the ultimate worship of Giriraj. Dui dike dui patra madhya komo manjari emata ashta manjari dibe shradakari. With faith and love, Shraddha Kari, Shraddha, about love, but great faith. With great faith, you should offer Giriraj 8 Tulsi Manjaris, like that. Shri Haste Shiladiya, E Agyadila, Anande Raghunatha Seva Karite Lagila. After thus advising him how to worship the, that would be a little better. Maybe. Yeah, that's a lot better. It's a pretty small print. it's Bengali one. Thank you. After advising Raghunath how to worship, Mahaprabhu personally offered Raghunath Das the Govardhan Shila by his transcendental hand, Sri Haste. As advised by Mahaprabhu, Raghunath worshipped the Shila in great transcendental bliss, Anand. Eka vitasti dui vastra pinda eka kani surpa dilena kunja anibari pani. And Sarva Damodara gave some cloth and a wooden platform and a jug. And when Raghunath Das was doing this worship, puja kali deka shila brajendra nandan. When he was worshipping Das Goswami, he was worshipping the Govardhan Shila given by Lord Chaitanya, he saw, oh, this is brajendra nandan, the son of the king of Braj. He directly saw. Prabhu Swahasta Datta Govardhana Shila E Chinti Raghunatha Prema Bhasi Gela. Thinking how he had received the Govardhana Shila directly from the hands of Mahaprabhu, Raghunatha Das was flooded, always over flooded with ecstatic love. Prema Bhasi. And he had so much bliss by worshipping the deity. He said he offered water and tulsi, simply these things, but he felt so much bliss and some sweet also. One day, after some time, he was worshipping, Swarup Damodar spoke to him, because he was just offering water and tulsi. Then Swarup Damodar, who is his Shiksha Guru, so Swarup Damodar is Lalita Sakhi. Lita Sakhi is instructing Rati Mandri, Tulsi Mandri, how to serve more better or better in a better way. So as so below as above. So in the spiritual world, Lita Sakhi is in charge of all the Sakhi Mandris. So she may sometimes instruct one of the Mandris how to improve her service or to increase her service. So what does Swarup Damodar Goswami tell Das Goswami? It's very nice, you're offering Tulsi Manjaris and you're offering water, but maybe Giriraj is a little, hungry. So, Ashta Kodiya Kaja Sandesha Kara Samarpan Shradakari Dilei Sve Amritera Sam Sama. He's saying that, again, the words being used here in terms of puja are Shraddha. You must have Shraddha, 2 times Shraddha, faith, belief, full belief and acceptance. So he was told, listen, Das Goswami, you should offer Govardhan Shila first class sweets, 2 kinds of sweets. One is hard and crunchy, and one is soft and melty, melts in your mouth. The hard and crunchy one is called kaja. It looks like a tongue depressor. It's like this long, you go to Jagannath Puri, that standard thing. Oh, you get. He just gave me a piece. Oh, Yeah, just gave me. And it's quite timely because I haven't eaten since 9 o'clock and I got an overseas call for 2.5 hours during which is the time I make prasad. And then all of a sudden he was going on. I said, oh, it's 4:05, I have to go. My friend in Holland. So that's one crunchy sweet. Then the second thing is sandesh, which is kneaded cheese, which is kneaded by hand and cooked in so many things. It's white cheese or sometimes different layers. Saffron sandesh or strawberry or blueberry sandesh, all kinds of sandesh, and very melting in your mouth. So these are nice things that Giriraj is about to receive. So he started doing this, and these are rather costly. It says, the costly sweetmeat known as kaja. So now, this is the two verses you've been waiting for. Raghunatha se shila mala jabe phaila gosanira abhipraya e bhavana karila. Raghunath received from Mahaprabhu, who's referred to by the word Gosai, the Govardhan Shila and the Gunjamala. He could, when he received it, he understood what was the bhavana. Bhavana means the thought. Bhavana means the thought, the conception, the idea. So, having received that Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala from the Sri Hasta of Mahaprabhu, the beautiful, delicate, and transcendental lotus hands of Lord Chaitanya, Das Goswami was worshipping. Then he realized, oh, what did he realize? What was his bhavana? Shila Diya Gosai Samarpila Govardhane Gunjamala Diya Dila Radhika Charane. Gunjamala Radhika Charane. The Gunjamala is the lotus feet of Radhika. So this is the bhavana, Das Goswami's bhavana, his thought, his idea, his belief, his conception, bhavana, bhavana. By offering me Govardhan Shila, Mahaprabhu is giving me a place near Govardhan Hill. I really don't know how that translation in English is derived, because there are very few commentaries on Chaitanya Charitamrita. And there's no commentary on this verse. But the Bengali is saying, Shila Diya Gosain Samarpila Govardhane. So the word Samarpan or Samarpila means to offer, to give. And Govardhane means Dane, which means in Govardhan. So somehow it became a place near Govardhan. So he's offered, literally, Samarpila Govardhane means he's offered me in Govardhan. So this is, the meaning is given this way. He's offered me a place, or he's offered me to Govardhan. Govardhane. Because Govardhan is the noun. So then he says, Gunjamala Diye Dila. So then he's saying, because it's Diya and Dila, both mean to give or to offer, giving. But Lord Chaitanya, by giving me Gunjamala, he's given me the lotus feet of Radhika. So the Gunjamala represents the lotus feet of Radhika, and the basis of that idea is the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilula chapter 6, verse 307. And this is the bhavana and the statement of our Prayojana Acharya of Manjari Srup Upasana, the guru of this whole practice of Raghunuga Bhakti, Rupa Raghunath, but specifically this is spoken by Raghunath Das Goswami. So his conception, his bhavana, and his understanding of Lord Chaitanya's thinking is shastric, is absolute. So we accept it, then we repeat it. So by this we can say that the Gunjamala represents the lotus feet of Radharani. So oftentimes, sadhus, they put the Gunjamala around their neck when they're chanting their Smaranara Kali Japa, when they're chanting their Diksha mantras. Then they feel that I'm taking, this is an auspicious item, Gunjamala, and it's around my neck, and I have the shelter of Radharani's lotus feet. Or generally, the Gunjamala is wrapped around Govardhan Shila. So Govardhan represents Krishna Kalevara, Krishnara Vigraha, and it represents Brijendranandan Sri Krishna. So then the Gunjamala surrounding Krishna is Srimati Radharani. So when you're worshipping Gunjamala and Govardhan together, you're worshipping Sakshat Radharani and Sakshat Krishna. Because if you have Radhika's Charan, you have her whole form. That it means, if somebody has your feet, that means they have your body, generally. So this is the answer to that question. And it goes on, Anande Raghunathera Baya Vismaran Kaya Mane Sevilena Goranga Charan. Raghunath Das Goswami's bliss was boundless. Forgetting everything external, Baya, like Bahiranga Shakti, Baya Vismaran. V means completely, excessively. Absolutely. Smaran means remembering. So it means not, V means without, without memory. So he completely forgot everything external. And he was serving the lotus feet of Gauranga Charana, with his body and mind. So this is actually the only way to properly serve Krishna, or to serve Sri Guru, is Baya Vismaran. Because as long as we're remembering anything external, the first external entity surrounding the Atma is the body. So if we're remembering our body, or thinking of our body, or too much pampering our body, then we're not able to fix our kaya mane sevilena Gauranga Charan, or Krishna Charan, or Radha Charan, or Guru Charan. Kaya means body, and mane means mind, and seva means seva. So if we're busy doing body seva to our external form, then we haven't forgotten our bodies, we're very much remembering them, and that's taking away from our service seva of Radha Krishna's lotus feet. Finish this discussion of the question about, some people say Govardhan Shila is Krishna and the Gunjamala is Radharani. What is the basis for that? Why people say that? So we just read from Antilila CC chapter 6, narrating the receiving of the Gunjamala and Govardhan Shila from Lord Chaitanya, and Lord, the Das Goswami concludes the discussion. He's saying that it's his bhavana. He says it's his bhavana, his idea, his conception, that when Lord Chaitanya gave me this Govardhan Shila, he's giving Samarpila Govardhane. He's giving me Govardhan. He's giving me Krishna, place in Govardhan. He says, Gunjamala Diya Dila Radhika Charane. So when he gave me the Gunjamala, he gave me the lotus feet of Radharani. So this is, the Gunjamala represents Radharani. So those devotees, which are many, that worship Govardhana as Krishna, Govardhana Srila as Krishna, then the Gunjamala surrounding the Govardhana Srila is Radharani. So it's Radha Govinda, Radha Giridhari, like this. And then the Acharyas, Srila Anantadas, Babaji Maharaj, he's describing about the Gunjamala. He says it's red, some white ones also there, but there's red one with a black. So the red represents Radharani's anurag, her intense love, snehaman, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. So it's a very intense, concentrated form of love which makes the beloved look newer and newer at every moment. Oh, have I seen you before? Do I know you? Who are you? This is anurag. Anu means continually following or continually new attachment, raga, or color. Rag also means color. So the colors of your heart, just like these kaleidoscopes. Kaleidoscope is like a tube and there's a little piece of plastic inside with mirrors. And you go like this and just infinite designs and colors you can get. You know, when you turn, you look inside, looking like this little hole, and there's all these little black, blue, red little squares and designs called kaleidoscope. So anuraga is like that. It's a kaleidoscope. Every moment, new color. Rag. Anurag. Rag means the color. The color of Radharani's heart is changing from moment to moment, and so is Krishna's heart. So when, oh, who is this girl? I've never seen this girl before. And this is anurag. So this red on the Gunjamala represents Radharani's all-encompassing anurag, because that's the largest part of the color. Then there's a little black part. The black part is Shamsundar. The Shamsundar, he's being overwhelmed by the anurag of Radharani. So that's the Gunjamala.